Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, May 28th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Flood tolls are rising in the Dominican Republic. Christians marshal a response. A new trend hurts an agency short-term missions program, and government and other officials attend a prayer event in Russia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the Dominican Republic, where the Soli River burst its banks this week. Waters swallowed hundreds of homes. Officials are expecting the death toll to top out at over 1,000, with thousands more homeless. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says their assessment team just arrived, adding emergency supplies are already in Jimene.
There were 13,000 individuals and families that were homeless. They were looking for shelter. We are going to distribute food, clothing, and bedding items.
Dutch says they're working with church partners in the distribution. She explains that their involvement is critical to ministry.
In the midst of doing all that, they witness our actions. Because of the emergencies and devastations, many of these people have lost all hope. And that, in fact, is one of the best times to start preaching the word.
Next, a new partnership is giving strength to the persecuted church in India. Farms International and Voice of the Martyrs Canada are partnering together to provide low-interest loans to Christians who specifically have suffered economic loss due to their conversions to Christianity. Farms International's Joe Richter says helping them start farms or businesses ultimately helps the local church.
All of these people are believers, and they are connected with the local church, which they also agree to tithe back into out of their project profits.
As the church is financially stronger, Richter says it helps evangelism.
We really believe the church is the base for evangelism, and when there's money available to do evangelism, that's when evangelism occurs, and we're excited when many families in a particular church will begin to tithe to see how evangelism actually increases.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers in Iraq are soon to get some encouragement in the form of New Testaments. The World Bible Translation Center is sending 800 Arabic New Testaments to northern Iraq for distribution among the Kurds. Two different ministries are taking them in for use in their outreach activities among the Iraqi people. Remember the ministry teams that will be distributing the New Testaments and pray that God will equip them with the tools necessary to lead people to Christ in a hungry nation. Next, the number of people going on short-term mission trips continues to increase, but there's a change that could hurt mission agencies. JARS, an organization that speeds Bible translation by providing quality service with Wycliffe Bible translators and others, is seeing a decline in short-termers. JARS short-term mission director, Daryl Belts.
I've actually had a chance to talk to quite a number of pastors around the U.S., and it seems that churches are developing their own short-term missions programs, and so more and more people are going with their own church groups. Less and less are looking to parachurch organizations like us.
Belt says he's facing quite the dilemma this year.
I've got these two trips planned for Mexico this summer, and right now I've only got four people signed up, and we'd like to have four or five times that many signed up for this year. So that's a real prayer concern for us.
Go to our short-term missions website, stmdb.org, to get more information. And finally, more than 200 people attended this year's National Prayer Breakfast held last month in Moscow. Russian ministries helped plan the event, which brought together a wide variety of Christians for a time of prayer for their people and their nation. Representatives of President Putin's administration, party leaders, the Moscow City Administration, and various religious groups participated. Pray that this will help unify believers, ultimately helping them to focus on reaching unbelievers for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button, fill out the information, and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on missions work abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.